This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you are free to call in and talk live to us and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris, you've got a story about Donald Trump apparently rolling back some kind of fuel economy standards. Does this mean that the Geo Metro might be making a comeback?
That's a good one, Daryl. Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, we'll find out.
That was, and I'll get to the phones here in just a second, but that was one of those really amazing vehicles that I really don't know why it wound up going away. I've heard numerous, you know, theories about why the Geo Metro isn't made anymore. I've heard, you know, there's some kind of thing where the car companies made sure that it failed, something, something. For people that don't remember, the Geo Metro was a little three-cylinder car that got like 50 miles to the gallon, which is what all of these hybrids are touting. We get 40 to 45 miles per gallon.
Right.
The Metro got better than that and had, you know, none of this, you know, hybrid motors sort of, you know, it was not an electric car.
Did it come with $7,500 in rebates that the taxpayers paid for?
No. But okay. One of the things that I heard that is what really killed the Metro is, because it was so light, it did not pass some of the new safety standards, but other people blame some kind of fuel efficiency. Maybe we can figure it out, maybe not, but let's first go to the phones. We've got Chris calling in from Connecticut, listening to us on 1150 AM. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and another Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, good evening, guys. I'm Doug Sattel, S-I-T-T-E-L on Google. And my YouTube
number
says eight.
Chris. No, you don't get to promote your YouTube channel and call us with other names. He's been warned about this numerous times this week, where he'll call in under a completely different name, and then
so we don't get to talk to him?
Well, what's his YouTube channel?
We don't get to find out what his YouTube channel is?
You guys have heard the YouTube channel name numerous times. You can go watch those 15-hour-long videos where he rants and rambles about stupid stuff.
I got nothing to do for the next 15 hours.
Actually, yes, you do.
Well, I do got a radio show.
We're doing a radio show.
Could I do both at the same time?
No. No, you can't. But you can tell us,
Daryl, come on.
You can tell us about the fuel standards that apparently...
I have to say, anytime Daryl drops someone instantly, it like piques my curiosity. Like, who was that?
I know. What are we missing? Turns out the guy's got videos on how to get higher gas mileage out of vehicles that the government continues to suppress. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Probably not. But... you know, who's not really interested in some of these government regulations on fuel economy is the Trump administration. This comes to us from NBC News. Environmental groups and California officials intend to fight any plan that would eliminate the Golden State's rulemaking authority, as Trump says, we're making moves to eliminate or revoke the Obama-era fuel economy standards.
Which were what?
It basically, and this talks about it. We'll get into that part because a lot of people aren't familiar with the White House announced.
If you press the button, Chris, we can't hear you talk. It's not like your comm days in the Army.
Ah, there we go. The White House announced Thursday that it is moving ahead on its much-anticipated plan to roll back the fuel economy mandate set by the Obama administration. The move is likely to mean fewer high-efficiency, zero-pollution cars on the road.
Are there any zero-pollution cars?
Zero pollution. You know, like those electric cars and those hybrids that get their electricity from plugging into the thing at home, which gets
That means there's pollution.
That means they're probably getting it from a coal-fired plant or a nuclear power plant or
And the hybrids, you know, they're still burning gas, so there's still pollution from that. So, you know, like, one could argue that a fully electric car could, in theory, wind up, you know, getting all of its energy from renewable sources. It's highly unlikely.
Right.
But in theory, well, we're not seeing any pollution right here, so therefore no pollution.
Right. But just because you're running electric in your electric car doesn't mean that electricity did not come from one of those dirty, nasty coal-fired power plants.
Doesn't mean that it's clean.
Correct. The previous guidelines, which were reached during Obama's first term, call for automakers to steadily reach a fleet average, and that means all cars that they sell, reach a fleet average of 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. Though with credits and other modifications, the actual figure is expected to wind up in the low to mid 40 mile per gallon range.
So what are these credits and, quote, other modifications?
That is taxpayer money that flows to...
Are these like those energy credit things that Al Gore was talking about to where, well, I'm not, you know, making this much pollution, but I have all these pollution credits, so I'm just going to sell them to GE, and then GE can wind up polluting more, and then there's not actually any less pollution, but I sold my carbon credit, so therefore it evens out.
We're probably not talking about carbon credits at this level, though when the government says it will likely have credits and other modifications, what this simply means is crony capitalism. When Ford Motor Company goes to Congress and sends their whole team of highly paid lobbyists and says, you know, if you guys go ahead and if we over here at Ford don't get a break on these mile per gallon goals that Obama says, you know, we're going to lose tens of thousands of jobs. You're going to have people out of work. And I know some of you, Congressman Smith, a lot of those jobs are in your district. So I'd really like you to vote for this $1 billion energy credit to help us manage this as we go through it. Or maybe we just lower the standards for Ford. That's when all this stuff comes into play. And it's the perversion of the market, which is what happens when you introduce elements of socialism into capitalism.
Right. And, you know, this also reminds me, there was the Volkswagen diesel thing a couple of years ago where they had a diesel that, I forget, it was like 60 miles to the gallon that it got, but because there was some kind of something to where when you shoved the, I forget what that testing device is that gets shoved in the muffler to test for some pollutant.
A muffler tester device.
Yeah. It wound up doing something to where it didn't wind up sending all of the exhaust through the muffler so that it looked like it passed, but it wouldn't actually have otherwise passed. But it got really great fuel mileage.
Yeah.
But because reasons, we can't allow it on the road.
Yeah, Volkswagen also gamed the system a little bit, too. They were sending, testing one version of software, you know, with their vehicles and then shipping another one and all sorts of things. But these are not necessarily saying that Volkswagen's an evil company. It's just that the amount of regulations placed on all auto manufacturers, including MPG regulations, make it onerous. Thursday's announcement meant the new standard would be frozen at 2020 levels around 37 miles per gallon.
And do we know what the current average is? Because we're still not at 2020, so I'm guessing, you know, cars are currently not at whatever that goal is for 2 years from now.
I'm sure they're not. And we'd have to look at every manufacturer and look at their MPG across their entire line. The real question, and I really disapprove of when NBC says something like, this means that fewer cars will be on the road that get good gas mileage. Well, maybe that's the case, and maybe it's not. If gas mileage is important to consumers. If they're interested in spending a little bit more to get a more efficient car, they will do so. And we saw this back in the 70s. And right. Then once oil prices dropped, everybody was tired of driving these little tinker toy boxes.
855-450-FREE. That's how you can call in and join us with whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have been asking for a directory of liberty-minded businesses. I remember a decade ago, people saying, I wish that there was some kind of directory of all of the businesses run by liberty-friendly people or run by libertarians. Well, there's finally one that is actually, you know, gaining some momentum, liberty.menu. They relaunched about a year ago, and one thing that separates liberty.menu from the other attempts is that liberty.menu makes sure that listings are up to date, for one. Chris, you, about, what, month and a half ago, wound up receiving an email asking you to verify information about your business?
You bet. Did so. We actually, we're actually a paying, so we pay for our subscription there
you
now.
You got some of the upgrade. You started as a free.
I did start as a free, and now we got a couple bennies, which is kind of cool.
Yes, so you can do that as well. Liberty.menu at its core, it's a directory for not only businesses, but also events, digital content, and more. And those listings can be rated and reviewed. And there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu. So, Chris, you've been telling us about some of these regulations that apparently are being rolled back by the Trump administration, where really all he's saying is, all right, yeah, so I know there's this regulation saying that by 2025, fuel standards need to be a certain thing. We're just going to go ahead and stop it at 2020, where they're saying that the average fleet fuel standard would be 37 miles per gallon. And I had asked the question of, well, do we know what the current numbers are and how that has changed over time? Article from Reuters from earlier this year says that as of 2017, the average fuel economy is 25.2 miles per gallon. And that's an increase from what it was back in 2005. This article doesn't mention it, but I did see another article where they had a chart showing everything going up through 2015, I believe it was, where, and I've actually got it here, in 2007, actually, so not 2005, 2007, the average fuel economy was 20.8, and now we're sitting slightly over 25, so it's improved. Right. I'm just wondering how much better it could improve if, and again, I'm going to cite the Geo Metro that was not a heavy vehicle by any stretch of the imagination, was only three cylinders and wound up getting about 50 miles to the gallon. And again, from what I've heard, one of the reasons that it wound up, you know, going out of production was it didn't meet some of the safety standards that require vehicles to, well, be heavy.
Yeah, and that's kind of where it's not only that, but another thing that's going on right now, Ford, I read this article not long ago, Ford is dropping virtually all of their cars. They're no longer going to produce many cars. I think they're going down to the Mustang and something else, and that's all they're going to do on the car side. Now, on the SUV side, full steam ahead, because that's what people are buying. People are buying
trucks.
That's
what I've been looking for.
People have been buying SUVs, and people just aren't interested in small vehicles. I find it interesting that now here in 2018, we're at around 20 couple miles per gallon. The goal in 2 years is supposed to be 37, which it's going to be locked in at, but nobody's going to meet that.
Nobody. Well, again, earlier up in this article from NBC, they say that though with credits and other modifications, blah, da, 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 the number is actually going to drop down about 14 miles per gallon from what they wanted in 2025.
Right.
So all of these things, 37, drop it down. So we're about where we want to be after all of these credits.
Right, which means that, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're in the market for a car, now's the time to buy, because a friend of mine that works at a dealership is basically saying the prices of cars, because of the tariffs and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and the cost of steel, are going to go up by like 10 to 15%.
Oh, yeah.
Probably closer to 30.
Yeah. Certainly possible.
They said as much as 18%.
Yeah.
So they haven't jumped up yet, so go get your
car. Keyword there is yet.
Yeah.
But they will.
And that's what bad economics will do for you. So I guess what I'm getting out of this whole article is Obama set some really high goals.
Yep.
And Trump doesn't think that goals should be that high, but it doesn't really matter because nobody's meeting even the goal that's due in 2 years. It's all a sham. But what companies are able to do is employ high-priced lobbyists who will go and scream that they're going to lose jobs and we're not going to be able to meet these very important fuel economy standards without some government money, which means your money, folks. That's what this all comes down to. So here we are talking for a half hour about ridiculous mile per gallon numbers that will never be hit. And all this story means is it's going to cost you. You're right. You're right. It certainly will. When people start demanding. So let's imagine that we had this global oil crunch and suddenly, you know, the price of oil went up. And I'm not saying, you know, by $20 a barrel. Let's say it triples. Say it's like $300 a barrel of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's going to make a lot of money? Whoever's the
Nicolas Maduro.
Exactly. Whoever is going to be first to market with highly efficient vehicles, because those will come back into demand.
Right. And, you know, touching on the regulation thing, one thing that I have heard, and I've not gone through, you know, all of the numbers to verify this, but that vehicles were getting safer in the late 1950s, early 1960s.
Sure.
And then government said, you have to wind up putting seatbelts, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. And then the improvements from the car companies basically stopped because, well, why should we wind up making things better when there's a regulation and we have to comply with this, so let's just go with whatever this is, and then it's flatlined.
Yeah, that's a really interesting story. I've read a few articles about the history of safety in the car industry because they were trending that way before government gets involved, and that's the problem. It creates these, either the feeling that we don't have to worry about it because it's just regulated, the government's going to tell us what we need to do to improve our vehicles, so why should we invest the R&D in it? It just makes no sense. Just tell us what you want us to do, because they'll go broke trying to fight it or figure out what the next thing the government wants to do.
Right, and I actually think a three-point harness seatbelt would be a lot safer than the current over-the-shoulder thing, but nobody's trying to develop that because the government says you've got to have this over-the-shoulder thing. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding a Make America Great Again rally in Pennsylvania. The president talked about his success he had at NATO.
NATO has been ripping us. We've been defending Europe, and they're not paying their bills. So I went in and I said, folks, you got to pay up. You're delinquent. They'll be paying $200 billion. It took me 1 hour, but it was a rough hour. The head of NATO, Secretary General Stoltenberg, said to the press, they don't report it. They only make up stories.
Day three of the Paul Manafort trial wrapped up today, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 7 points to close the day at 25,326. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. How you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from Virginia, watching us on YouTube. Dave, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I got two comments I want to make. One, the standards that the government puts on, all they do is drive up costs of vehicles. And anytime the government gets involved, it's messed up anyway.
I agree.
But the second comment I wanted to make was I really wanted to put a plug in for rewards.com. I watched your show about a month ago. Well, I watch it all the time, but I watched it about a month ago, and you had the people from rewards.com on, and
I don't know what you're talking about, but Dave, thank you for the call. It sounds like he's trying to plug some kind of website
well,
or something.
Let him finish.
We don't let people do plugs unless they're advertisers.
Was he plugging rewards.com?
That's what it sounded like. That sounds like some kind of thing. I wonder if he wants to buy some advertising, he can contact Mark at freetalklive.com.
Huh. I'm going to go to rewards.com and see how much money I can save.
And, Chris, if you say that one more time, I swear I'm going to mute your microphone.
Okay.
Let's jump back into this article from NBC News, and we'll get back to the phones in just a moment, 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, so as we've been talking about, the Trump administration wants to freeze the goals for miles per gallon at 2020 levels, which is around 37 miles per gallon. Acting Environmental Protection Agency Chief Andrew Wheeler said the agency also intends to eliminate California's authority to set its own automotive emission rules. guidelines that have traditionally been tougher than those put in place by the EPA for the rest of the country.
Now, this is something that's interesting, and you know how I learned that California had their own environmental policies?
Did you order a part and find out you got a California part? That's happened to me.
No. When I was a kid, I used to watch The Price is Right, and they would always mention, whenever they would give away the car, that it always had the California, you know, whatever yes. package.
Case, yeah, because they actually, they filmed there, and it right. was important for them to have that. California does that with a lot of different things, and I find this an interesting argument just because there is a 10th Amendment issue here. 10th right. Amendment basically says if it's not in the Constitution that grants the federal government a particular power, then those powers are reserved for the people and the states, respectively.
Right. And I'm wondering, without having read, you know, whatever his agency memo is, I'm wondering if he's trying to make some kind of interstate commerce argument, because that seems to be the argument for damn near everything. But one thing that I'm curious out there in California, has the California authorities ruled that acting EPA chief Andrew Wheeler is a known carcinogen to the state of California? Because everything else is a known carcinogen in the state of California.
Walk anywhere in California and you will see a sign identifying some product in a elevator, for example, that is a known carcinogen to the state of California.
That means it causes cancer.
Yeah, and basically California does that all over the place. And
yes, California does cause cancer.
To me, there's two different arguments here. The constitutional argument is the 10th Amendment argument to me, which
right.
says that if a state wishes to regulate something and there's nothing that says only the federal government can do it, like declare war, then a state should be free to do that.
But what about the 9th Amendment argument that says that rights not enumerated in the Constitution are retained by the people?
Correct. And that's the 9th and the 10th. You can't have the 10th and ignore the 9th.
Right, but right. a lot of people want to do that.
Yes, they do.
They're like, the 10th Amendment says that we can infringe on this group and that group. Well, no, actually it doesn't.
And here's where constitutionalists collide with traditional, or I would say modern-day conservatives, and saying, well, if we eliminate California's ability to do this, then that means that gasoline manufacturers will no longer have to produce California compliant gasoline, which they do. They have to do that.
Right.
There's a specific blend that
wind up saving money.
It would save money. If car manufacturers didn't have to manufacture all these specific cars just to be sold in the state of California, that would make more sense. It would save money. The question I have to those groups is, which is more important to you, the Constitution or making good economic sense? And things, they aren't always exclusive. Sometimes you have to kind of pick and choose, and if you're picking and choosing against the Constitution, then are you really a constitutionalist?
Let's go to the phones, and then we'll continue with this discussion. We've got Jeremiah calling in from Louisiana. Jeremiah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I'd like to talk about what you your guys' feelings on the California wildfires.
Well, wildfires are bad. I'm not in favor of wildfires, and hopefully they wind up getting put out. And it sounds like he just dropped off the line there. Hope they wind up getting put out sooner rather than later.
I think it's incredibly sad what's going on over there. I heard that one of them was started intentionally, which is, you know.
That's always sad. I hear that environmental policies frequently are the cause of these fires.
I don't know.
Anybody want to go there? No, I'll explain exactly how it is.
Right, and some of the fires are started by lightning.
Arson.
Arson, right, but what Chris is talking about are the fires that are started by lightning that they would not have been started if people were allowed to clear out underbrush.
Correct. So oftentimes, and this happens all over the West, states and the federal government will come in and say, Nope, I know you have this huge stand of dry, grassy brush here, but we have found that the three-legged blind rat mouse lives here, and it's an endangered species. Therefore, you cannot burn this grass. It has to stay standing. Or there is the yellow-bellied spotted owl living in these trees. Therefore, you cannot cut. You have to allow it to grow in its natural wild state.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you build up a huge supply of fuel, then anything, any kind of a spark can set it off. And sometimes that is arson. And sometimes it is lightning. And sometimes it's just a campfire that got out of control.
Right.
The issue is would these have been nearly as severe if people were actually allowed to manage these wild areas?
Right. And especially in a state that every year has drought-like conditions, which means that you're going to have a lot of wood that winds up drying out really fast, yep. And nothing burns better than dry wood.
Yeah, and we have a long history of trying to improve upon Mother Nature, and what Mother Nature does is it lets things grow for a while, and then along comes a lightning strike, and it wipes it all out, goes back down, and it grows back very slowly, and we just didn't have the kinds of fires that we do now that, quote, man is managing his environment. We're not following the best practices that Mother Nature tells us we should be following, and that's what causes and contributes to these wildfires. Of course, it's sad. It's horrible. Yeah. I hate the thought of anybody being displaced or animals being killed in wildfires. It's all horrible.
Yeah. So let's jump back into this article.
I was going to say, did that caller sound like a little kid?
Did.
He did sound like a little kid.
Yeah.
That's fine. Little kids can call in. 855
Well, if you're a kid and you're listening to Free Talk Live.
Oh, he's probably not actually listening to Free Talk Live. He probably just found the telephone number somewhere.
I don't know how I feel about kids listening to Free Talk Live. You don't link us to some of the stuff some other co-hosts talk about.
Our shows are pretty G-rated, aren't they?
855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind. We've also got the Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm, and we're on the Discord, discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
The Coin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. Do you realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. It's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll jump back into this article here from NBC News about Donald Trump wanting to roll back some Obama-era fuel economy standards. But before we do, I want to make sure that I tell you about a website that, well, I think you should go to, especially if you are a cryptocurrency advocate, talking about CryptoTip. CryptoTip.org is the, well, it's the place to go to get the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrencies. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allows them to claim the amount that you decide to put on the tip. That's right. You decide how much to put on the tip. I've been leaving $5 and $7 crypto tips and had a couple of them redeemed. I know other people that put $20, $25 on their crypto tips. And they also have a couple of them get redeemed, which means, well, what happened? Am I just throwing money into the ether? No. If they don't get claimed, you get the crypto back after a set amount of time that you choose. Plus, if they do claim the tip, assuming you provide an email to CryptoTip.org, totally optional, you will get an email alert, again, if you provide that email. And you can create as many as you want, CryptoTip.org. Again, CryptoTip.org. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Jeremiah calling in. I thought he had hung up on us. He says that his phone got disconnected on him. Jeremiah, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I actually have a couple of questions. What about how Disney bought Fox for about $234 billion?
Did they actually buy Fox? I heard that they were in some kind of discussion about it, but I did not hear that that had actually gone through.
Could I ask you what you think about that?
I actually think that Disney is a very big company because, you see, they bought, like, Marvel and they bought the Star Wars French fry. The Star Wars franchise.
There we go. Okay.
And,
And they bought Pixar, I think.
Do you think that's getting too big? Should companies not be allowed to grow that big?
No, I do think that they should grow that big. I'm just saying that maybe they should, like, slow down with buying.
Yeah, that's definitely a question for their stockholders. And I think any time a company gets into just this cycle of acquisition, like you mentioned Marvel and you mentioned Pixel.
Did you confirm that this actually, Pixar, that they actually bought them? That yeah. Disney actually bought Fox?
Yeah, $71.3 billion.
Because Fox said it on their website.
Yep.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how the content of the news shared by Fox changes, because a lot of the times the content of different media outlets is generally, you know, put there reflects the views of senior management. So, you know, you tend to see a lot of conservative news or a lot of liberal news where they all kind of project a certain narrative.
And then there are some companies that own both conservative and progressive outlets, and it just really confuses people to where they're like, wait a second, that doesn't fit into the narrative that I was fed to believe.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say that it'll be interesting moving forward to see how Fox changes.
Yeah, and I will say this about it. There's a book by David Stockman, and I'm Googling it right now, but
You've always got a book recommendation.
I know, but this one was a good one. But it was basically about crony capitalism. And one of the ways that a lot of companies can produce a lot of income without actually producing anything is to go through
Twitter and Facebook.
Well, in this case, it's through mergers and acquisitions and being able to say, okay, because we did this, it miraculously jumps the price of our stock up by this much, and we're going to combine these things. Therefore, senior management, who is now vested, you know, at X dollars per share for stock options and all these things, you know, suddenly by doing one deal with corporate money, ended up pocketing, you know, $100 million each.
Yeah.
And it's just...
This is one of the reasons, Jeremiah, thank you for the call. It's one of the reasons that I tend to, I guess, more closely align with the so-called Austrian school, or the Chicago school of economics instead of the Austrian, because I think a lot of times, you know, a
company... Was his name Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Say no to drugs, Jeremiah, okay? Just gonna throw
Are
that
you
out
alleging
there.
That I'm on drugs
no.
because I don't agree I just, with everything that Mises ever said?
No.
I will.
I just
because
feel like
the
I
Chicago
just,
school,
he sounds really young. I
the Chicago school
is
responsible for a lot of these things. And these, and remember what you're referring to is the era.
I'm talking only about the stock where the Mises school, as I understand it, the Mises Good. School says that stock is 100% indicative of the value of a company. And the Chicago school says that no, there are times when stocks and the actual value of a company don't align with one another.
Right. My issue with the Chicago school goes back to Friedman, who was recognized as the father of the Chicago school, who promoted the idea of M&A inflations all through Reagan, all the way up until he
Reagan.
Died. He was just pushing this stuff, saying this is and seeing it as real growth. It's not real growth.
Yeah.
It's artificially inflated and it creates
some kind
bubbles.
Of quiz that right. the Mises Institute put out a few years ago, and it showed that I was like 1% more Chicago school than Mises school.
Yeah.
I've not read works of Mises. I've not read the works of Milton Friedman, David Friedman, any other Friedman.
David Stockman.
Any of them.
Right.
Like, I did not become a libertarian by reading philosophers.
Was that the same little kid as the first one?
It was him calling back.
It was him calling back. Right. So normally we have a one call per night rule, but if your phone is disconnected through something other than us hanging up on you or you intentionally ending the call, we will let you call back. So if you're driving down the road and then your call gets cut off in the middle of a sentence, we will let you call back.
Well, you have a pretty decent question.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, it's interesting. The book, again, I've recommended this one before, The Great Deformation, The Corruption of Capitalism in America by David A. Stockman. I just, you know, when you play games with stocks either through merger and acquisition. And the big one, the biggest, earliest example I can think of was Travelers Insurance and Citibank. You know, all this stuff, because I happened to be working as a consultant for Citibank at the time, you know, it doubled stock prices. It created this vast pool of wealth based on nothing other than we say we're going to make all these efficiencies and the whole world is going to be better for the new Citigroup. And guess what? It tanked so horribly.
Yeah, and
but you know, it tanked after everybody already made their money.
This reminds me of a lot of the dot-com companies back in the 90s, where they didn't actually produce really anything, but, oh, it's some kind of new thing, so let's go buy stocks. And then, you know, people are trading stocks because it's all speculation of what they think might possibly be, but there was no product, there was no service, it was all speculation.
Right. And
so when I say that, you know, stocks are speculation and gambling for rich people, then I've got people say, well, Mises said blah, blah, blah.
No, stocks absolutely are speculative. That's the idea. And I don't know many Austrians that would argue that point, whether or not the stock market is speculative. The question is when government allows things or encourages things by structuring a tax code
right.
that will benefit people if they do these things that basically deform the marketplace. That's what Reagan introduced. That's what Bush introduced. And that really set up an era of crony capitalism like we have never seen before. When you've got guys that, you know, CEOs work hard and all that good stuff, but you can set up your boards of directors, you can set up your all your C-level managers
to some degree,
just by making hundreds of millions just because you signed a couple different pieces of paper.
Right.
I mean, to some degree, I think that, you know, capitalists should be allowed to kind of have a strategy to their, you know, business, but
should they get an unfair advantage over everyone else because you've structured a tax code a certain way? Should they be able to do things that you and I can't do? That's the question.
Your calls and thoughts. Hold welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.